This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome to episode 63 of Taylor Talk, everybody. My name is Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I am Steve.
Today is May 19th, 2013, and it was a big night for Taylor. The Billboard Awards were tonight, but we're going to get to that later. Before we speak about that, Diane's going to give us the news.
Okay. So, I have a question. Did you guys see A New Girl on Fox's New Girl this week? Taylor Swift guest starred on Fox's hit show for a hilarious but brief monologue. She played the role of Elaine, which was a girl who attended a wedding, but the groom, Shivi, confesses his love for her instead of the bride, and the pair runs away together. The scene was kind of like Taylor's song Speak Now in action. And if you missed it, you can watch a video of her monologue in our episode guide. And then something else kind of weird happened this week. A 22-year-old crazed Taylor Swift fan was arrested while he attempted to pay a visit to Taylor at her beachfront Rhode Island mansion. And he did this while trying to swim to it. Not really the best plan.
I don't know about you, but he's getting 22 years in prison.
Nice.
I don't know if he actually is. I kind of made that up.
Oh, that was clever.
Let's hope not.
That wasn't necessarily the smartest thing.
No. For those of you out there, do not swim up to Taylor's new beach house.
There's a fine line between being, like, big into Taylor and loving everything that she does and just that little part that you go over that you become crazy.
Yeah, and just dangerous. So it's a good thing Taylor has a big security team because she needs it. All right, moving along with the news, Taylor is a confirmed performer at the 2013 CMT Music Awards, along with Hunter Hayes, Little Big Town, Luke Bryan, and more. She is also nominated for Video of the Year for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and Female Video of the Year for Begin Again. The CMT Awards are entirely fan-voted, so be sure to head on over to CMT.com to cast your vote for Taylor. You can find out if she wins when the 2013 CMT Music Awards airs on June 5th at 8/7 Central.
Thank you so much, Diane. There is a ton of news going on right now, though, so Steve's going to finish it up.
All right, Adam. Taylor Swift has earned herself a spot in Maxim's Hot 100 list, and guess what number she came in?
What?
Out of the 100, she is number lucky 13.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know if they did that on purpose. Of course they did that on purpose, but that's great to have her on that list.
Yeah, good for her. I bet that makes her feel good. I bet it was pretty flattering.
I bet it makes her feel hot.
Really?
She is hot.
That's true.
Okay, in other news we got here, Taylor sat down with Keds for a promotional video. They talked about her personal style and how it helped her develop her line of Keds shoes. She talked about her love of spring, and that she usually dresses like an Easter egg, which, I mean, if you look at a lot of the shoes that are in the line, they're very, you know, floral and happy and everything else like that. It fits right in. If you want to watch the interview, we are going to put that in our episode guide. And the last bit of news, Scott Borchetta, who is the CEO of Big Machine Label Group, which is the label that Taylor is for there, and also he was the person that found her at the Bluebird Cafe. He made Fast Company's list of the 100 most creative people in business, and he happened to be number 88. And they go on to say about, you know, what he's been able to do with Taylor and also the recent, you know, being able to land Tim McGraw. I mean, that's been a huge victory for the Big Machine Label Group. And they'd like to refer to him in the article as the King of Music Row because of how he changed music in Nashville. So congrats to him.
You know what? One of my favorite quotes from him comes out of that article, actually. And I think you probably already know what it is, Steve, because you've read it. But I thought it was really funny. When Scott Borchetta was interviewing with whoever wrote the article, he got a phone call from Taylor and stepped aside to actually take the call in the middle of this meeting with this guy. And he basically said, he's like, if Taylor Swift or Jesus calls me, I answer.
Well, what was the rest of it, though? There was another part of that that was hilarious. I think he said something like, so far Jesus hasn't called or something like that.
Yeah, and he was basically just referring to the fact that he always answers Taylor's calls. I wish Taylor would call me.
One day, Adam.
One day. Yeah, right.
Keep your fingers crossed.
You never know. Right.
Thanks for the news, guys. Moving on with the calendar, which this may be a slight spoiler, slight teaser, but this may be one of the last times you ever hear the upcoming calendar from me. It's because I'm quitting, Taylor. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that. We need you.
All right. So on May 16th, Taylor played in Houston, Texas, and her secret song was Fearless. Upcoming in the Red Tour, her shows continue in Texas. She's going to be in Austin, Texas on May 21st, San Antonio, Texas on May 22nd, and Arlington, Texas on May 25th. So if you're from Texas, you've got a lot of Taylor to put up with the next week. All right, one of our missions here on Taylor Talk is to keep everybody aware of all the resources they have available to them to keep up with Taylor. So we have some very special friends with us. We have Sammy and Abby from the Twitter account T-Swift on Tour. So hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
So hopefully you've heard of T-Swift on Tour by now. If you haven't yet, go follow them. They're an updating account. They keep you up to date with everything going on Twitter. So my first question, I guess I want to ask you guys, what do updating accounts do, just so everybody's familiar with that? Like, what's their purpose?
Well, we give fans access to what's going on with their favorite celebrities so that, you know, rather than going all over the internet to find pictures and where they were, they can find it all in one place. Obviously, in our case, we do Taylor, but you could find all different celebrity update pages on Twitter.
Cool. So T-Swift on Tour specifically does Taylor Swift. So what type of things do you guys update? Obviously, Tour. It's in your name.
Right. Well, we started, obviously, just to update about Taylor when she was on tour. And we wanted to give fans information about, like, what surprises happened while she was on tour and, like, what she was doing on her days off. But then we had this demand when the tour ended to continue to update about what was going on with Taylor's everyday life, about award shows and interviews and, you know, partnerships between her and company. So we decided that we would continue to kind of update year-round about things that were going on. And we try our best to be the most professional updating account out there, because now we're actually the largest account. We actually hit 100,000 followers today.
Woo-woo!
Yeah.
Congratulations!
So we stray away from posting about rumors about, you know, anything, and especially about her love life. You know, we just don't like touching on that.
Scandalous.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're a full-time updating account, and we stay true to our name and update from every single show. I mean, many times we have one of our co-owners at the show, but if we don't, we definitely rely on our followers to be there to help us out with that. But we have a team of six updaters total, obviously Sammy and myself. And then our founder is Ashley, and another one of the original owners is Jen. And then we also have Katie and Rachel, who are also part of the team. So we're really lucky to have this great group of girls.
Cool. So it's a big team.
Very big. Yeah. We've grown a lot.
And obviously we follow you. I've followed you guys for a long, long time. So it's a cohesive bunch too, it seems. Like, you seem to have it down to an art, who's going to be updating at what time and things like that.
Well, you know, we have a mass text, and it literally blows our phone up all day, every day.
So, like, a group text message going?
Yes, it's a group
iMessage. Is everybody on iPhones?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that makes it easy, then.
Yes, definitely. But our phones, I'll wake up sometimes, and I'll have 15 texts from the group.
If I woke up to that, I would text back and be like, what is your issue? I'm trying to sleep.
That's why you use the do not disturb feature on the iPhone.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, I had to turn on my do not disturb so I didn't get all the tweets all day long on my phone.
It's true.
That's funny. So what other things does your team have going on?
Well, we have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We also just got a Keek, which we like to get small snippets of the secret songs every night and put it on Keek. And yeah, we like to update all that stuff.
So you've expanded into other social media realms we have, besides yep. Twitter.
Lots of social That's cool. media.
And then Sammy, you have a blog you're doing, right?
I do. It's cross country.
I'm fascinated by it.
Hey.
I want to hear about it.
It's crosscountrywithtaylor.com. I just transferred it over to the .com,
And basically, I decided to take the next 8 months and follow Taylor around, as creepy as that sounds.
You stalk her.
I don't. No.
Sammy, I wonder where you got the idea to be a Taylor follower.
Oh, I don't know where I got that idea.
No
from.
Clue.
Not a clue. But
that's not a subtle hint at all.
Well, you know, I mean, we originally started being the Taylor followers as being part of T-Swift on tour, you know, during release week. So Sammy just decided she'd turn it into a little part-time gig while the tour's going on.
I was bored when I got home. No. well, I just, you know, it sort of started me trying to get to, you know, the shows in my area, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Philly. And then my friends wanted me to go to Omaha. And then, well, I was like, well, if I'm in Omaha, I might as well go to St. Louis. And I wanted to go to Atlanta for my birthday. And it kind of just expanded. And now it's up to about 40 shows, give or take.
40 shows? Are you serious?
Well, it was originally 50. But then when she announced Australia and New Zealand, I had to cut back a few to make myself get to Australia and New Zealand. So now it should be about 40 U.S. shows plus Australia and New Zealand.
So now it's like cross-world with Tay.
Yeah. Basically.
So do you by chance have any additional room in your suitcase that I could curl into a ball and sort of tag along?
Yeah, I think you'd have to fight a few people, but you can absolutely come along in my Taylor backpack.
You'll have to fight me first, Adam.
All right, Abby, it's on.
Adam, you would never make it through security, Adam. The TSA would stop you.
They'd be like, why is there a grown man in your suitcase?
I don't know.
Well, I'm taking him to a Taylor Swift concert with me.
I
it's all for
was
fun.
A stuffed animal.
And one more thing, Adam, we've gotten so many questions since our popularity has grown and grown, thanks to all the amazing support of the followers, that we actually were not able to update as much as we wanted to because we'd get thrown in Twitter jail repeatedly because we were trying to answer people's questions and update at the same time on our account, which we love to do. We love to answer as many people as possible. But we actually created a separate account called @TSOTQuestions, where we try to go on there every day, a different co-owner, and answer all the questions that have been asked. So when people ask us things, we're not being rude by not answering you directly, usually on our main account. We just use a totally separate account for that, because otherwise we will get thrown in Twitter jail way too often.
Cool. So that'll be the account where people can go and be like, hey, Abby and Sammy, how cool was it that you got to be on Taylor Talk? Hey, Abby and Sammy, isn't that Adam guy awesome? Isn't he cooler than Steve?
So amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're going to be the one asking that question. If it comes from Adam's account, please ignore it anyhow.
Got it.
Does he also have a I hate Steve account?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Don't give him ideas. Not. Please don't give him ideas.
In all fairness, I only pick on Steve because I'm jealous of how awesome he actually is.
He is Aww. Pretty awesome.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it, buddy. So now everybody out there listening right now is probably like, wait a second. So what's the point of this conversation? Because for those that have been listening for a while, you know we don't just bring people on for the sake of bringing people on. So there was a method behind the madness to this. So who wants to say it? Who wants to say
me,
it?
Me.
Who was me? I couldn't even
this
hear
is
who
Abby.
Said
Abby.
Abby wants to say it.
Okay, so we have a huge announcement. We at T-Swift on Tour are going to be partnering with Taylor Talk and doing weekly segments to update you guys on the tour for the rest of the Red Tour.
What?
Yay! Yay!
So, yeah, that's going to be awesome. We have been, like, dying. This has been in the planning for, like, the last several weeks, and trying to coordinate schedules and getting you two here with us has been the ultimate pain in the butt.
We apologize. We're busy people, and obviously Sammy's going around the country with Taylor and whatnot.
God bless yes, Taylor having a show on Mother's Day.
It's all Sammy's fault, really.
It's
that
totally
we haven't been
my
able to
fault.
Announce it sooner.
They need to make me be able to record this on my phone.
Well, you know.
You can.
Yeah, really? You can.
You should be able to. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, we're really excited to team up with you guys because, you know, we had our own little tour update segment going for a while, but when it came down to it, it's like, why should we do something when you guys already do that and we can just team up instead? So here you guys are. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
We are so excited.
So for real, thanks for doing that. It's been great chatting with you for a few minutes.
Thanks for having us.
We look forward.
Definitely.
We look forward
to
hearing your lovely voices on future episodes of Taylor Talk, like every single week.
Yes. You will hear mine more often, but Sammy will be around every 3 to 4 weeks, right, Sammy?
Yeah, I think that's what we decided.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Sammy's busy traveling.
You know, busy girl.
Jet setter. So thanks for being with us, Abby and Sammy.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I'm really glad Abby and Sammy could join us. I'm really looking forward to teaming up with T-Swift on tour. Remember, everybody out there, please go follow their Twitter account, T-Swift on Tour. Like they were talking about, they update from all of the live Taylor events. So if you want to know what's going on with Taylor, what song she's performing, what she's doing, all that fun stuff, go follow them because they tweet all of that. It's really, really cool what they do.
Yeah, totally, Adam, because one of the things that's a lot of fun is actually interacting, you know, because if you're at one of the shows, make sure that you tweet at T-Swift on tour because, you know, your tweet can be shared with, you know, thousands and thousands of other Swifties. So it's
100,000 now. That's what they just said. They just hit 100,000 followers. Big account. So it's really cool. We're teaming up with them. We're really excited about it. Bringing you guys the latest and greatest in the tour updates. That's why I said earlier, my little teaser spoiler, that might be the last time you hear from me on the tour updates, because they're going to be doing it from now on. Carrying on to our main discussion, there was one bit of news we left out. The Billboard Awards, which tonight, Taylor won 8 Billboard Awards for Top Artist, Top Billboard 200 Album, Top Female Artist, Top Billboard 200 Artist, Top Country Artist, Top Country Album for Red, Top Country Song for We Are Never Ever 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 Getting Back Together, and Top Digital Songs Artist. That was really a mouthful.
Yeah, so she pretty much like won everything. Almost.
Well, I believe she had 11 nominations, but 8 out of 11 is still pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great percentage.
Yeah. So, you know, Diane and I were live in the audience. Got to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, so we wanted to chat about the Billboard Awards. So let's start with her performance. Her performance, just to recap it really quick, she started backstage, came in dancing, was walking through all the backstage hallways. They had a camera following her. It was displayed up on the big screen for us that were in the audience. And for those that are curious, those random animal-looking people that she was with are Cirque du Soleil performers, Cirque du Soleil being a huge part of Vegas. Which is really, really neat that she got to appear with them. And then she came out into the actual arena, walked through the crowd, and up on stage to finish her performance. This was the very first time she did the performance 22 at an award show on television. And I feel very honored to have been in the crowd for that. It was very different from the Red Tour, don't you think?
It was. I felt like it was bigger. Like, she had so many dancers. I mean, I want to say maybe she had, like, 50 people on stage with her and part of the whole thing, you know. For most of the other performances that night, they had the artist perform on either the left side of the stage or the right side of the stage. But for Taylor's performance, she actually used the entire set.
Right.
So it was just that big that she needed all that room.
It was a massive production with a lot of dancers, and it was really cool. I think the best part of the performance, though, was, I don't know if you want to call it a costume or if it was just the t-shirt she happened to be wearing.
I loved that t-shirt.
So it had a unicorn on it, and it said, "Haters gonna hate."
That's perfect.
I thought that was so funny because she has been, well, hated on a lot lately, which is unfortunate. But it's really funny the way she backfires at people, because there's nothing she does better than revenge.
Mm-hmm. Taylor pun.
I see what you did there.
Taylor pun. You see what I did, Steve?
Yes. It's funny how she's kind of gotten involved in all this, like, internet meme stuff. Because, you know, haters gonna hate. I mean, that just exploded on the internet. And, I mean, that's been around a while now. But it's just funny how she embraces it in these shows, and people know exactly what she was referring to like that.
Right. And of course, aside from the performance, Taylor was being Taylor. She was in the crowd. She sat right between Ed Sheeran and Selena Gomez on either side of her. And it was actually half the fun of the show was watching the three of them, because they were dancing and having fun to the other performers too. It's kind of a Taylor trademark. She does that a lot. And it was really fun watching that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like, I saw her dance to just all the rap songs, and she was like just having a great time, and it just made me really happy to see her have fun, and which also made me have fun too. So
the biggest part of the night was, of course, the Milestone Award, which we all voted frantically for and unfortunately did not go to Taylor. But I was amazed. The audience booed Justin Bieber.
That was the most awkward thing.
He got on stage, he was booed, and he just stared for about a minute or two. He just didn't know how to respond.
Well, I wouldn't either, because, I mean, I'm sure he was happy that he won probably the most prestigious award of the night, and the audience was booing him. Like, what are you supposed to do?
I guess he wasn't the fan favorite, though, in the crowd that night.
He wasn't the crowd favorite, but he was obviously the fan favorite, or otherwise he wouldn't have won the award.
Unless we have another fixed voting on our hands.
I don't think it was fixed.
No. I'm going to start a controversy with that statement. I made that up, people. Don't believe me.
I mean, Justin Bieber does have a very, very strong following on Twitter and all social media. So for his victory, it's not really like super surprising. It's unfortunate, obviously, because we wanted Taylor to win, but so be it.
Right. And it's sad that we all invested so much time into voting for her, because, you know, sitting there, it was unlimited voting, sitting there and hitting the vote button over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm still sure that she appreciated our effort.
Right. And of course, she bounced back when she won the Top Artist Award at the end of the night after losing the Milestone Award. And she got up on stage, and I was very proud of her when she made, like, the quote of the night, which, Diane, you tweeted from the Taylor Talk account.
Yes,
which,
I did.
What was it? I want the exact wording.
Okay. She was thanking all the people who have helped her, and when she got to thank the fans, she said, "You are the longest and best relationship I've ever had."
Aww.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? We forgot to preface it by saying at the beginning of the show, Tracy Morgan, the host, made a comment, as every award show host does, about don't date Taylor Swift because you'll get a song about you. And those jokes are getting really old. So old, in fact, the audience didn't actually laugh.
They're not funny anymore.
They're not funny anymore.
I don't even know if they were ever funny.
That's true.
Well, I'm sure it was funny the first time for some people. But it's gotten to the point where the audience doesn't even laugh anymore. And Taylor just graciously retorted with that comment and talking about her relationship with her fans. And unfortunately, there were some bozos sitting behind us that were like, "Oh, that's the truth." And they were like talking smack on Taylor. Mad. I was ready to turn around and smack them, but I didn't.
Took the high road.
Didn't
want to
get kicked out of the arena.
Yeah, I didn't want to get kicked out before we saw Prince close the show, living legend on stage. Closing out the Billboard discussion, something that happened not during the award show, but after the award show, Taylor and Selena were walking backstage. And did you guys see this video yet?
I did. It's yes. Pretty crazy.
Okay, so, you know, Justin Bieber saw them walking by and sort of stopped Selena and goes to give her like a little kiss on the cheek. And Taylor like stuck out her tongue in disgust.
She's like, ew, relationships.
No, just ooh, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I think they're friends.
Well, I think they're friends, but like, you know, they did have that when they split, though. Remember that Selena and Taylor, didn't they go out to a restaurant together there and kind of?
Yeah. Taylor unfollowed him on Twitter and then followed him again a little while after that.
So maybe things are good again. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Well, sisters stick together, and Selena and Taylor will always support each other before they support a guy, even if the guy is a friend of theirs.
True that.
Diane's like, true that. I got friends, too.
Sister power. I do have friends. What are you talking about?
Wow.
I'm just playing around. So, yeah, I mean, that's it for Billboards. There's not much to say. I hope you guys all watched it. Of course, we'll put up some fun clips, like Taylor sticking her tongue out at Justin Bieber. We'll put it on the episode guide on taylortalk.org. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun night. I'm glad we got to enjoy it. So that is that, and we'll move on with the episode. Fun segment that we have, Stump the Hosts, is my favorite. And we're about to do it. I'm going to see if you guys can get stumped by our good friend Alessandra, who emailed us. Who wants the first question?
I'll do it. Ladies first. Right, Steve?
Sure. That's fair.
Alrighty then. So, when Taylor was in fourth grade, what was her Halloween costume?
What? I know what her costume was with Abigail when she was Chewbacca.
Yeah, but that wasn't in fourth grade. That was high school.
Well, if I was Taylor, I would wear that every year. But I don't know, like a Disney princess?
The answer is a Teletubby.
Really? That's so cute.
Bonus question. Which Teletubby was she?
The purple one.
Actually, I have no idea. Alessandra didn't provide that for me. Alessandra, if you know what Teletubby Taylor was, please let me know.
Or if you have a photo of Taylor as a Teletubby, we would also like to see that.
All right. Steve's question.
All right. I'm ready.
What state did Taylor spend her summers where most of her childhood memories were formed?
Pennsylvania?
I know this one. Pick on me.
Steve, you got it wrong. Sorry. Diane.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yes.
It was. It was New Jersey. She spent time on the beaches there, if I remember my Taylor history correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for sending in some questions for us, Alessandra. Everybody else listening out there, send us more questions. See if you can stump our hosts on future episodes. If you are going to try and stump them, be sure to email taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. Because if you tweet us, then Diane and Steve can see what your answers are.
Which would be nice. I would love to have the answers ahead of time.
Then it would defeat the purpose, Steve.
True, but I get an answer right. I mean, I've only got, what, one right so far?
Yeah, what was Taylor's last name?
I know.
All right, I think that's it for episode 63. Do you guys have anything else to say to everyone?
Thank you for listening.
You're so sweet, Diane.
I try.
So if you guys want to contact us, as always, there are a variety of ways you can do so. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor connect us to TaylorTalk13. Or you can leave us a voicemail, area code 240-31-SWIFT. Or you can leave a voicemail directly on the website, taylortalk.org. And then the final method is by text messaging that same phone number, 240-31-SWIFT. As always, if you love us, please rate us on iTunes. Go give us a 5-star rating. It helps iTunes learn to share us with other Swifties. So it's Swifties helping Swifties. If you love us, give us a 5-star rating, a nice review. Thanks, guys. We will see you next week. The mini segments are going to resume then, so keep them coming in. I promise we haven't lost those mini segments you guys have all sent us. We've just been all over the place, and it's the middle of the night right now after the Billboard Awards, and we love you guys, so keep sending them in, all right? See you soon. Bye-bye. This has been Adam.
Diane.
And Steve.
Good night, everyone. Or good day, or good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.